Case learning per gimel Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yosi Omer Shnei Mikvayos Shein Bohem Arboim Sa. Two Mikvayos Dana For Yisa. V'Nafal L'Zel Loi Gomechsa L'Zel Loi Gomechsa. V'Nisar V'Nisar Mixed Together. So Allah is Keshed M'Nei Shelo Nikra. It was not called Aleim Shein So. We learned yesterday V'Shleimus. Each one picture number 48. Each one was never called Shein So. When you so you take now the Mechitza the Machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Eliyahu Rabbah. According to the Chazon Ish, he says the reason why it's going to be good is because of Hamshacha. He says a tremendous chiddush. The chiddush is that there's a din of Hamshacha in the body of water. So even though now they're only going to come together, you're not going to have the three lugim, but being that the three lugim came through Hamshacha, it's going to be A-OK. It's good. Avol mikva she'ein by abarim sa. Avol mikva there's not a 40 sa. Avol mikva she'ein by abarim sa. V'nafel by shleish lugim. Let's say there's not a 40 sa. And three lugim fall in one shot. V'nechlak l'shnayim pasul. V'nei she'nikro lov she'im sul. Once pasul is pasul. Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Why? Shahayi Rabbi Yeshua oimer kol mikva she'ein by abarim sa. V'nafel by shleish lugim v'chosar. V'chosar filu kartoiv kasha. This is a new thing we learned yesterday. And he says he holds that if you have 40 saw, v'nafel shlosha lugim v'chosar filu kartov kashim nisha shechashu loy shlosha lugim v'chacham ha'imrim li'olamu b'psuloy ad sheyetze mimenu miloy miloy v'oid until it's yetze mimenu miloy oid the fullness the oid a little bit more. Now, what exactly does that all mean? Where are you by the way?
Can you see me? I'm in my house. I'm just in the den. I'm just sitting on the couch.
Okay. All right. So
let me make it more convenient for you to see. Okay.
So over here, right. We have the end of the Mishnah. We got to the end of the Mishnah. We're up to the new case. The next case, the Mishnah is. End of the Mishnah is Avol Mikva. We'll start from page 38. 38. Avol Mikva.
Did we do the big ha'ara at the bottom of note 49 or no?
Yeah, we did. We'll do it again. We did the ha'ara. We'll do it again. Ha'ara. Habila Mishnah Al Pi. That was the Machlokes Eliyahu Rabbah. This was the Eliyahu Rabbah. We had a whole discussion about this. I'm not mistaken.
No. That was a 48. I mean in
49. I don't remember. Let's learn. I don't remember. Let's see. Nechluku Hamishnah Achroina Vet. No, we didn't do this. Let's chaz the picture. Picture starts out over here. Naflu gimel lugim 49 in the picture on the right side. Naflu gimel lugim mayim shem b'mikva. Pachlus mem sa mega shamin. Hechshem l'mikva. We have less than 40 sa, so it's potentially good. Le'olam mikva pasul ve'afilo yim yosif olav mem sa mega shamin. If three lugim fall in, there's nothing we can do. There's a classic halacha mikva shenifsal. The gimel lugim li'olam hubavsulay kol oyd shakol ha'gimel lugim nimtzar b'soicha v'din zehu l'divrei akol k'mavur b'sefer mishnah. There's nothing to discuss here. This is mamish klar. You have a mikveh that's less than 40 sa, and three lugim of mayim she'uvim fall inside. The mikveh no longer has potential, and there's nothing you can possibly do. So in this case, what did you do? You divide into two mikvehs. So now, what is halacha? Bane mechitza b'secha mikveh v'chilkol l'shnayim. Arminan Yesh Bila, we can assume that the water that's no good is thoroughly mixed. And if it's thoroughly mixed, the chol three lugim muravim b'shave b'chol mayim l'chein, the mikveh zeh yesh rak 1.5 lug mayim shuvim, the mikveh zeh yesh rak 1.5 lug mayim shuvim. L'Rebbe Yehoshua, hoyel, the chol mikveh yesh pachas megim lugim shuvim, yochol l'hashlim b'chol mikveh l'shir memsa. Rabbi Yeshua is lenient. Rabbi Yosi ma'achar v'nikra shem psul al ha'mayim lo'olam ha'mikva pasul v'afilu im yosif olav 40 sa'g be'gishamim. Okay, this is a very beautiful halacha. This really touches upon the fundamentals of life. The fundamentals of life are all over here. Once you label the psul, once you label pasul, you label. Once you get a label in yeshiva as being a bum, being a tramp, never goes away. Never goes with. You have to go teach over here to Kindlach this Mishnah. It's a very good Mishnah. You want to get yourself a name, a bad name, where you think you're going to rely upon, you're going to have a makeover. You know, you're relying upon one Shita. According to Rabbi Yossi says he'll never take you back. You're done. You're finished. Weit nechelku ha Mishnah achroine ve ha Tosfos Yomtiv. The Mishnah achroine and the Tosfos Yomtiv, they disagree with Beir Svarasa shel Rabbi Yosi. What's the lamdis of Rabbi Yosi? Madu anu oimim shechal shem sul alamayim. Why? Why? It's like this generation. Why? Just because you're born as an immigrant, you're born, why? Why should you be discriminated against? Why? They explain. He's saying a tremendous chiddush. I would never imagine this. This must have been why I exist in this world. To know this halacha is that when three lugim fall into a mikveh that's less than 40 saw, it contaminates. It's like corona. It contaminates. It contaminates. All the water. The problem is, it's not called a shem psul. You see, shenikra, what he's saying over here is a very, I think, b'mechilas kvay, the Mishnah acharoina is very forced. Because it's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shenikra olav shem psul. According to the Mishnah acharoina, it's not shenikra, it is psul. It's not shenikra. According to the Mishnah Achrayna, it is pasul. It is pasul. Why are you saying shenikra olav shem psul? It is pasul.
No, because it was called on it before. Now this is a new status. You might think that by putting the mechitz inside, it creates something new. So the Torah says that nikra, it was called, right? Lavan wants to call it Yigar Sadusa. Yaakov already called it Galed. It doesn't matter. It was already called. This is that the Chalos Psul does not change no matter how many times you divide it, flip it, and cut it up.
Yeah, but according to the Tosfos Yomtiv, it's not just Shenikra. He's saying over here that's the kasha. Why? The bottom line is I split. Once I split it, so now it's less than 1.15. So the Mishnah Achrayna says, it's not 1.5. It's every particle is no good. The right. Terminology right. That you would expect the Mishnah to use is not Shenikra. According to the lumnus of the Mishnah Achrayna, the terminology is very surprising. The terminology of the Mishnah that says Shenikra love Shem Sul, it's not Shenikra. It is Pasul. Once three logim fall into a body of water that's less than 40 saw, the entire collection of water has been transformed into disqualified water. It is disqualified. It's not shenik rashe. It is disqualified. All right. However, okay. Weiter.
I hear what you say. Okay, Weiter.
The das hatoisis yamtiv sheke shenik rashem sulamayim hare shebuchol mikva onu choisheshem shemo kol ashloish lugim shenafl betchila adayin nimtzam b'mikva. This is a bigger chiddush. No. The water is gevaldige water. There's no question about it. It's gevaldige water. It's good water. And you have a problem. You have three lugim. You have a problem. You have three lugim that's no good. Why are we machmir? Because when I build my mechitza, may very well be that my mazel is such, all of the bad water ended up in this one, or maybe in that one. So misafik, I have to be machmir. Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous. Yeah. If you can determine, you can do a scientific proof to me that the H2O of every molecule of water is divided equally. There's even one particle of the H2O that's in the other part, which means in the other part there's less than three, they're both kosher. But because there's a remote chance, you have to win the Powerball to fall into this category, that the water is not divided, the water is isolated. Ad kadei kachan, I don't even know where it's isolated. It might be isolated on one side, on the other side. Tremendous chiddush. Ulgabi kol mikva nuchayshim l'chein kol mikva adayin l'chein kol hamikva adayin pasul. Okay, that's a tremendous chiddush.
I mean, I don't understand. To me, the Mishnah Achronis says that it's that it's once a psul always a psul, and according to the Tosfos Yomtiv, maybe the water somehow stayed together.
I apologize. I might have to take this. Give me 1 second. I apologize. I'm having over here some emergency phone calls because of something I got involved in. All right, that was a false alarm. I should have realized. Okay, Vaita, let's go Vaita.
No, I don't understand. Somehow you have to say, according to the Tosfos Yontif, that he doesn't hold of Bila, which doesn't make sense. I mean.
Right, he doesn't hold of Bila in this case. I guess by mikvah, I'm assuming the reason is because when it comes to a mikvah, it's just an extreme chumrah. Why don't you go sav, you have like a slake sveka. You have a slake sveka. Number one, who says the water is not divided? Maybe the water is completely isolated. And even if it's completely isolated, maybe it's the other mikvah. Maybe it's the other, who says it's this mikvah? Maybe it's the other mikvah. You have a stop.
The water is not divided. I mean, once you put it into a mix, it's in a mix, can't it?
No, so that's exactly what he says. The Torah says that maybe that's the other shem. Shemikoshem solomayim harushim chol mikvah anuchoshim shema kol ashloi shalugim shenaflu betchila adayin nimtzam b'mikvah. They're not divided. He's saying they're not divided. Ulagabi kol mikvah anuchoshim kain. Each one, when we look at each one individually, we have to be concerned that this one might be the mikvah. Ulagabi kol mikvah adayin pasul. It's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, he's saying number one, maybe the water was not divided. That's a big suffix. Number two, even if the water was not divided, who says this is the mikvah where the water is? Maybe it's in the other mikvah. If you only dip in one mikvah, maybe you dipped in the good mikvah. It's a sveik sveika. Obviously, what appears over here is that when dealing with a mikvah, we're very, very machmir. The source of tahara, you can't have any sveikas. There's no sveikas. When you start at the shoresh of something, it has to be good. Later, you have shilas, then things. When you want to get married, the ik of marriage have no sveikas. Later in life, you can have sveikas. But the makor, the shoresh, has to be good. When there are problems already in the foundation, then there's no good. The mikveh is the foundation of tahara. We do not allow for any suffix in the foundation of Tahara, even a sveik sveika. That is one of the yesoides that emerges from the learning of these Mishnayos. In the foundation of Nigvois, it has to be no sveikas. Like Shidduchim, no sveikas. You know who you want to marry. You know who you don't. Someone today in the share said to him, Kriyas Yamsuf, Koshel, Zavon, Kriyas Yamsuf, he says, it was no big deal to go into the Yam. The miracle is to come out. Marriage, it's no big deal to get married. To survive. To survive what a woman can do to a man, that's the miracle. You there?
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, let's go back to it.
It seems either of these shatim are a little bit hard to understand. Side of Mishnah Chron and side of Tosfos. I don't fully understand them. Okay,
now let's go to the next case. The next case that we're up to, let's just go a little bit weiter, and then we'll chaz later with Ikum Refarsh from the boxes. But let's now go to the next case. The next case here is on page 38, Avol Mikvah Shem Bayar Msoh. A mikvah she'ein bo yar bo yim sa. A mikvah does not fully sa. Enough with shlosh lugim. Yeah, it does not fully sa. And now, I call mikvah she'ein bo. No, that's right. Shahayir Rabbi Yisroel Imer. Call mikvah she'ein bo yar bo yim sa. Enough lulay shlosh lugim. The chasar afilu kartoif kosher. The reason why it's kosher in this particular case is because it was diminished. What does the word kartov mean? Kartov means a small, teeny amount. Kart chelek mishishim, the Rav says, chelek mishishim the arba b'loik. 1/64th of a loik is a kartov. A kartov. And the Tais Yalta says, lav dafka, el afil chaser me arboim sa kol shuhu, even a mashu. He says the word card over here is not to be medactic. It's in the source of Purisa. Call Nick, Roshem Ibar Amsa, Afilov Lashosh Logim, Chos, Afil Kart of Kashim, Menesha, Choshel, Shlosh, because it's missing to Logim, Racham, Omseli, Olam, Hub, Psuloi, Acha, Yetse, Mimenu, Melo, the Oit. Picture number 50. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Acha, Yetse, Melo, and the Oit. On the right, Nafl, Mikva, Gibel, Logim, Mim, Meshuvim, and Postulus, and Mikva. Hayim, Mikva, 20 Sunday, Gashamim, yes, 20 Gashamim, and now 3 Fallen, it's no good. Okay, fine. Next, left side, picture. Nafl, Megasham, and Mikva. Hamayim shemikvah garu v'shatvu hachutz the overflows. Re'inu sheyatzim in hamikvah 20 savoid. Mishar sheyatzim in hamikvah.
Hold on, Moshe, mommy and Aaron Sofia just went to Bubby, and Hillel is asleep, so they should be back in about 15 minutes. Okay, I'm busy learning on the phone with a friend. We're going to try to figure out what we're going to do when. Once they come back, okay? I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. Okay, much bye. Yeah, go ahead, Ephraim. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now over here, the picture of Rets over here, over here, and Yah over here, a bar that has 20 lugim.
Right.
So over here, he says over here, the Chum say, L'oilu b'slaab sheyetze mimenu miloi oi ve'oid. Miloi means, so here they show this picture. Now this picture, no clue what this means. Naflu me gesham le mikva, fine. Hamayim she mikva gohu v'shat v'achutza overflows. Re'inu she yatsu min hamikva 20 sova oit. Bottom it says, Mishar she yatsu min hamikva kishiur hamayim. She nikra aleim shem psul mitchila, shem 20 sa. V'yatsu min hamikva gam oid mashu mayim. A little bit more than 20. Anu oimrim. Shlei nishado b'mikva gimel lugim mayim sulim v'hamikva kosher. So the Chavim say, yeah, over here, we start over here with the bar. There's 20 lugim, and 20 lugim, and 23. Hayu b'mikva 20 sot, or 20 sot, 20 sot megashamim, 20 sot plus 3 lugim.
What?
20 sot? And a half, they're right there. How many lugim are there in the sot? So now the only way it's going to become kosher is we have to remove at least 20 saw. Mishar sheyotzim min hamikva kishiur hamayim shenikva aleim shem psul mitchila, which is 20 saw. V'yotzim min hamikva gam oid mashehu mayim anu oimim sheloi nish'adu b'mikva 3 lugim mayim psulim v'mikva kosher. Okay, now the bottom, let's see what is over here. Niskasha toisus yomtev v'hamishna acharoina.
Everything, right? It means that you have to subtract everything that was in the bar
right
beforehand.
Right. It has to be, yes, exactly.
Right. Anybody who's starting.
So let's see.
Everything is starting from scratch.
Niskashu.
So then you have to put in. Yeah, okay.
Niskashu says Yehuda Mishnah Chayin. Madua ein choishim shemurav b'mayim hayotzim min hamikva gam mei gesham shenaflu achshav lemikva. V'im ken kishu yotzu min hamikva 20, rak 20 sov, oi, adayim nishadu b'mikva min hamayim apsul miyosem migimel lugim. Why is it good? Just because 20 sov left the mikva, why can't we assume that the water that left the mikva was the new rain water that fell in, not the old stuff? How do you know? How do you know which water left the mikva? Maybe what left the mikva was the new stuff that came in, and the 3 lugim of mine that's no good is still in the bottom. The chasav a mishnah charoina shekevon shapsul meagsham shoy b'mikva betchila anu on ainu pasul beguf hamayim el pasul mishum chumra. It's not mamish pasul. L'chein anu mekilim v'toilim shamayim hayotzim heim hamayim shoy b'mikva betchila. This whole halacha that we disqualify a mikva that has 3 saw of mayim shuvim is only a chumra. It's a chumra. Nachma. Mitchila, the psula that was in Mitchila, who Shafilu im nechshu adayin, nochmal, v'atoyf v'syamtiv kosaf, nochmal, shabsul v'am shoy b'mikva b'tchilo, hu, shafilu im nechshu adayin, adayin anu choyshim, shunashim b'zitzachim gimologim, shuvim, shunaflu l'mikva b'tchilo, ומקובוקה, אם יוצא מן המקווה, מים כשיר המים שוימת, ונתחילו, בזה אנו מקילים וטוילים שנחשו הגימל לוגים שאובים שנופלו מתחילו לכן המקווה כושר. So he's saying, they're going לשיטוסיו. Both of these opinion לשיטוסיו. He holds, according to שיטוסיו ימתיף, according to the mission of the Mishnah Chareino, all of the water is no good. Memela, it's only a chumrah. So now when 20 go out, we can be makel. I don't know. We're missing some information over here.
I don't understand what's considered a chumrah. I mean, this is mamish kimaluk my mshuvim, which would say that a mikvah is pusul, but my mshuvim based on a pusuk of achbar v'mayim or something.
But they're only but there are only three lugim. There are only three lugim of water that's really no good. The chiddush of the Mishnah Achrayin is the three lugim of water that's no good transforms all of the good water to also to become a shame no good. It's all bad water now. 20 lugim of bad water. So now, but it's not really bad water, it's good water. So now that 20 of that water has gone out, the mikveh flooded, and 20 lugim departed, so now we no longer need to apply this chumrah. Since the whole halacha that all the water has been transformed into water, that's called no good, it's only a chumrah, we can be lenient, and we can say that now the 20 lugim of water has departed, we can be makel. Alright, according to the Tosfos Yomtiv, it was never a shame psul. The only reason why we had a problem was because we had it in the mikvah, buried in the mikvah, three lugim of mayim shuvim. When 20 lugim of water depart the mikvah, we have a right to assume that a small mashahu of the mayim shuvim that's in this mikvah left with it. Packed up. There's always going to be one guy that's going to rebel against you. You have a whole shul balabatim. There's always going to, they're all going to leave. There's always going to be someone that's going to go with someone that's going to go out the door with everyone else. So if according to the Tosfos Yomtiv, we have over here 20 lugim of good water, and 20 saw of good water, and three lugim that's problematic. The mikvah flooded 20 lugim. We have a right to assume that a tini mashu of the troublemaker water departed. And once a tini mashu departed, we're left with less than three lugim of mayim shuv, which means the mikvah now is potentially good. That's it. Yeah, we'll do it again. Niskashu atoisis yamtif and mishnach reina. Madua. What's the question he asked the first night of Pesach? Ma nishtana halayla hazen nishtana. What's the question that we ask in the Kriyas HaTorah on Shvishal Pesach? Ma nishte? They came to Moroso. Ma nishte? How do we go from ma nishtana to ma nishte? Isn't that a great topic? From ma nishtane to ma nishto. It's a great topic, catchy topic for a drush, for a modern Orthodox rabbi of a shul with women who don't cover their hair. Catchy. Ma nishtana to ma nishto, to ma nishte. Wow, the rabbi's brilliant. The rabbi's brilliant. The rabbi's brilliant. His contract is up for renewal. Make sure you vote to throw him out. Vaitan. Vaitan.
come back with you. Okay.
All right. Weiter. Weiter in the Mishnah. Lost track over here. So therefore, over here, over here is what's the chazal? This one, niskashad, niskashad, tois yamtes. We have Mishnah on the Madua ein choishim shemuravim b'mayim hayotzim in hamikvah gam megeshanim shenaflu achshav lemikvah v'imken kishayotzim in hamikvah rak 20 saw v'oid adayin nishado b'mikvah min hamayim hapsulim yotzim gimalugim v'chas on the Mishnah on the neshakevin shepsul me'agishanim shoy b'mikvah mitchila ein hapsul b'guf hamayim. It's a tremendous lumbus. Here's a big problem. The Mishnah Chedoyin has a very big problem, because in the previous Mishnah he said a tremendous chiddush. He said that if you have less than 40 saw and 3 lugim of mayim shuvim pour into this body of water, all of the water has now been transformed into water that's shuvim. Basically, the 3 lugim that fall into a body of water that's less than 40 saw, every morsel of that water is now mayim shuvim. It's been transformed. Nishapechu, nishapech. It's a nayidin. It's not a taruvis. It's ganzen. The ganzen of water, every mashuhu, is mayim shuvim. This Mishnah doesn't make any sense then. Because this Mishnah says, yeah, over here, such a mixture of 20 saw and 3 lugim, so we say nishapich, and now he says, even though we're going to say that, it's going to be okay. How is it going to be okay? Just fill it up and flood it, and when it floods, it should flood at least the exact amount of water that's in that body of water, 20 plus the 3 lugim. Wait a minute. Just because you flooded that exact amount means nothing, because this doesn't mean anything, because you can be certain there's still going to be three lugim left over from 20 saw and 3 lugim. If you're going to flood it, 20 saw and 3 lugim, you can bet your bottom buck there's still going to be left over at least 3 lugim of the original 20 saw and 3 lugim. And since the 20 saw and 3 lugim were in hapech, to being all mayim shuvim, you now get in it with a body of water that's less than 40 saw, that has mixed in it 3 lugim of water that's mayim shuvim, which is anyway possible, because of nishapich. Once it was nishapich once, and then go nowhere. So he says, you're right, really, this is a chumrah. Really, there's no din of nishapich. I made that up. There's no din nishapich. It's a chumrah that we treat like it was nishapich. So once in the world of Lumdis, in the abstract world of Lumdis, 21 saw left. Oh, since in the world of theory it could have been, theoretically, there's a possibility in the world of, even though we know it didn't happen, but since theoretically, that's enough to satisfy the halachic requirements and the mikvah's kasha. This is a very typical, classic halachic approach of Poskim. The world of halacha is not the world of reality. People don't understand. A lot of the people who start out learning, they don't understand that. They think that the halacha and reality, science and halacha, go hand in hand. They're like two sides of the same coin. That the halacha always has to conform with the laws of science. That is patently false. Halacha has its own world, which does not coincide with the world of reality. And this is a great example. According to the Tosfos Yomtev, but he's saying all the water is within 3 lugim fall into 20 saw. It's now been nishapich. What's the result? 21 saw basically of mayim shuvim. How could we make it kosher? Well, just pour, flood it with 22. Make the round of the numbers. 22 lugim, 22 saw. Flood it, and 22 saw will just disappear. Then it's kosher. Excuse me? What do you mean it's kosher? Come on, go do some forensic testing in the laboratory and you will discover that you have left over in your original location a significant amount of the original water that you told me just moments ago were nishapech to become mayim shuvim. So what do you tell? Yeah, I know. I'm not telling you to do a forensic. I'm just telling you theoretically. Could it have been that 21 lugim, since 21 flooded, so is it possible theoretical that the 21 original that was no good departed? It is theoretically. It's possible. That's all halacha needs. Once in the world of halacha, you can create such a reality. That's good enough for the halacha. It's like what people do. They come out of the mikvah. Someone told me a woman comes out of the mikvah. So I'm not married, so I don't know what goes on. But someone told me that when a woman comes out of the mikvah, she's supposed to rub her hair, scratch her hair. She does this so that in case she later discovers there was a knot in the hair, she can be toile that when she scratched her head, that's when the knot, that created the knot. Come on now. Come on. What are the statistics? Come on, let's do a forensic examination. What are the statistics that now, if a woman had a knot in her hair, and now she scratches her head, that when she finds later in the day, she finds a knot in her hair, it was by scratching her head, that's what made the knot in the hair. Come on, the chances are zero. It doesn't matter. Is it possible? Is it possible? Do you know? Do you have a recording? Is there a way for you in the Olam HaTeva to know what would really happen? There's no way for you to know exactly how Floyd was killed. You don't know. You don't know. Do you know? You don't know. Is it possible? Yeah, anything is possible. Enough. That's all halacha demands from you. It's not the world of reality. It's not the world of reality. The world, it's not what's necessary in order to allow such a mitzvah.
But it's bechidush to say that in mitzvah, when you have a unit of 3 lugim of water or a unit of any size that's put into an aerobic mixture, or at least something that's similar, say lach lach yavish yavish, to say that it's not going to be meura. I mean, it's hard to say that.
Well, that was the previous case. That was the other thing. That was the other thing. Right. But that's what he's saying. He's saying tremendous chiddush. Right. Tremendous chiddush. That's a chumrah. That halach, that mandem little chumrah. To say that since there's a possibility, that's enough in order to make nigger disqualify. Because maybe the water was non-lurah, and maybe it's in this one, maybe it's in that one. So they're both no good. Here is his word. We're using this swag all the way around. You take out of this very clear that the halacha, I mean, this is the basic principle all over in kashrus. And it's not the same. When do you say this? Do you say these type of principles when it comes to kashrus, when you're going to eat food, when it comes to tahara, when it comes to arayos? Each rule, each area of halacha is its own set of rules. But here in the world, in the laws of mikvois, obviously we're saying these set of rules in the laws of mikvois.
But it's interesting, so why aren't we ma'asher a mikvah this way? Why don't we fill it up halfway 20? And then let it overflow, sticking 3 lugim in my mitzvah, and then dump and make your shaman, and then this way I have a kosher mikvah.
Honestly, what do you want to do? You want to fill you.
I'm saying that why can't we use this method? Alibud the chachamim or alibud the yeah.
How is it gonna be, how would it be a benefit? How is it a benefit? Why would you want to do it? What are you gaining? What do you anyway need that 40 sub mile of rainwater? So how are we providing a benefit by doing this?
If I put into the mikvah more than gimel lug in my shoe, right? I think if it's that's true. Okay, right. I hear what you say. Okay, right. Because this is the only way that you have like one bar without hashaka. That, at least that I know now, and the little bit that I know, that you could be that if you have mamish mind from the inside, without doing any funny business, you can be master of the mikvah. Right? Is there any other way?
What?
Because I told you had a mikvah. Again, you had a mikvah of 20 sa'ah, and 3 lugim mayim shuvim fall into it. What other way could you come to be master that mikvah? Besides, let's say, the beginning of this Mishnah, where we said that you could possibly divide it, but according to some of the Tanaim, it would not be a valid case.
If you have a mikvah of less than 40 saw and 3 lugim fall into it, So he's saying you can repair it. The way you repair it is just fill it up with whatever you have inside, and then it's repaired. So maybe in Nechanani. Why not? Why can't we do Lachat? They're saying, yeah, why not?
Yeah, as I was saying, because otherwise, if I have a mikvah, I have less than 47 mikvah, 37, 27, whatever it is. Three lugim mayim shuvim fall into it. As far as I know, is this the only way to be masak in the mikvah, or is there something else that we can do?
Is this the only way?
This
so far,
way.
There's no other way. If you have three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into them, that's less than 40 sa'ah. That body of water is now no good. And here the Mishnah is telling you what to do. According to one man d'am, according to the Tanakhama, you have to just remove a small amount of water. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Machshir, Shahi Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Kol Mikva, Sha'im Bayabar Mesov, V'nafu Lo Shloisha Lugim, V'choser Afilu Kortov. So he says, if you have this problem, if you have a Mikva that's 40 sa'ah, less than 40 sa'ah, and three logim of mayim shuvim fall in. There's a solution. The solution is just withdraw a teeny amount. If you withdraw a teeny amount, you have a right to say that the teeny amount that you have withdrawn is the part that's less than, we say, yesh bila. It's all thoroughly mixed. And when you remove a small amount of water, we have a right to say that what you have removed is a mashahu of the three logim of mayim shuvim, and now all we have left in the mikvah is less than three lugim of mayim shuvim, and it's kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. Rabbi Yeshua says you have to do a lot more. Rabbi Yeshua says you have to go and flood the mikvah with the equal amount of water that's in the mikvah. Then we can say that it's going to become kosher. Okay, right. The next thing over here is mevur berav. Shlei mikvah shem sul rak ala mayim shayi b'mikvah koydim shnaflu seicha. The Rav says that it's not called pasul. Rak alamayim shayu b'mikvah kodem shnifs shenaflu l'soicha hey agimel lugim shuvim avol meyah hagesham shenaflu mikvah achar kach lo nikra leim shem sul l'moros, even though shadayin lo yotzu min ha-mikvah agimel lugim shenaflu l'tchila u'mashmoyis ha-mishnachron shetamada v'zeh b'mishnah kol din zeh shenikra shem sul alamayim shayu b'tchila hu chumra v'day lanu שנחמיר במים שוי במקווה ובתחילה, ועל כן לא יחמיר חם במים שנפלו במקווה אחר כך. You think it was...
That's the answer to your question. You want to know what's not nikvah. Nikvah is only the water that's there already. But the stuff that you're adding in now is not going to be called compulsive.
All right. Okay. I hear what you're saying. We're saying it's nikvah because it's not real. It's not real. It's only make-believe. All right. Okay, let's chaz the whole mission with the Rav now. Now that we got the whole mission, let's do the Rav.
Then we'll
take
him a
fresh
from the box.
Well, let's do first. First, do the Rav.
Let's do the Rav.
Okay, so Nachman.
Today's the Rav's yard site.
Yeah, today's yard site.
Oh.
Bar Tanura.
The Rav.
Oh, the Rav. Av Yosef Agoyin, Av Yosef Doiv Salavitchik. Zuchus Yogan Leinu. Zechet Starek Lezoch. Zuchus Yogan Leinu. Carmi is in mourning today.
I did not bring it up with him. I don't want to take away from his Simchas Moed, Simchas Harega.
Is that the young Israel, Carmi? Can you summon the young Israel today?
Yeah.
He's all messed up. He's all. He wears gloves also.
No.
There are some people here that come with masks, gloves. And they do even better. They have plastic. They come to shul, they put that plastic on their chair and on the table.
Where?
There are people that I know, they do this. They come to shul with gloves, a mask, face shield, and when they come, they bring plastic. And they put down the plastic on the chair and on the table, and then when they're finished, they throw it out, leave their germs for someone else.
Beautiful.
They're concerned for the environment. They're very concerned for the environment. Weiter. The Rav. Was the Rav. Rabbi Yossi Oymer V'luchul L'zeh Loi G'mechzel V'nisarvu. Okay, so Harei Yesh Kan Shloish L'lugim Mayim. So we first start off in the first case, the mission, we have two mikvahs. We have two mikvahs. Each one has inside of it each one has 1.5. And now we remove it like a magician, a cholamoy trip with a magician who takes away the partition in the middle. And now the two 1.5s, they merge. And yet the halacha is magic, kosher. Mamish, perfect mishnah for cholamoyt. Couldn't get better than cholamoyt. Magic. The Rav became a magician for Ava Kindlach. Two mikvahs, 1.5, 1.5. And then you take away the partition in the middle, and guess what? It's still kosher. You know why? Because of the principle of Hamshacha. Because of the principle of Hamshacha. It's not called parcel. Shem hayu moisifin mayim kashem b'chol echad al atashlam shi'ur shal mikva. Harei kol echad mehem kosher. It would be kosher. Memela, since the 1.5 never had a shem psul, the water was always kosher. So memela, the water remains kosher. And he's not telling you the secret why the two different halves don't merge. That we need to come onto the pictures. We need to come onto the pictures to learn the reason why the two halves do not merge is because we said because of Hamshacha. Because if they would merge, it would only merge through Hamshacha. And there's Hamshacha in the Mayim. And Hamshacha in the Mayim is a valid Hamshacha, and it becomes Torah in the Mikvah. Vita. But let's say it's the other way around. Let's say it's the Nechlak Lishnayim. Let's say you start with a Mikvah that's not kosher, and you have three looking with non-kosher. Now you split it. So inevitably, some of the bad water is going to be reduced to 2.9. So machlekes, v'yisivu b'chol echad mayim kasherim ad sheyesh b'chol echad mehem kasher mikveh. After you go and you split, you add more water to make each one kosher. Puzzle, according to the Tanakam, it's puzzle. Why kol echad mehem chasar? Why? Because he holds shem sul. She nekra love shem sul. But Yeshua is machsher. Why? Because the Yeshua says, called mikvah shame by our bottom self, nothing of social looking for the field kartov. Rehabilitation. The shame soul can rehabilitate itself by it diminishing its soul, its disqualification. The chosar a field kartov, the achash nothing of social looking, mayim shuvim mitsum tsamim, the next time a menu a field kartov shall mayim kosh, the chosar a love mayim lashim, the shim mikvah, she evshir shabo isa kartov shachosar, the chosar maat min a shlosha looking. Rabbanim disagree. The Chacham say, no way. If you want to go make the mikvah kosher, you have to have it released. The equivalent has to flood the equivalent. You have to have 20 logim plus a little bit more to diminish the shlosh logim. Good. All right. So it's pretty straightforward in the Rav. The Rav really doesn't. He simplifies it very, very much.
Yeah.
Now let's learn over here. What's stated over here in the Ikum Mefarshim? The Kula Hayla Chashu. All you gotta do is Lamad Yoser. There's a lot you have to look at. The Kula Hay Loy Chashu. The Oy Mad Yoser Lamayt Shloisha Logim. Wait, base. The Kula. Wait. Which base is this?
Yeah,
that's the sentence.
That's it.
The Kula High Loy Chashu. Where do you get the Kula High?
I know. That's
where do you get those words from?
The Kula High Loy Chashu, that you don't have to take out more than 20?
More than 20 in the Mashu. The Shi'uroi, because Shi'yatsu Miloyoi, the Oid, Shi'i Efshar Shlo Yechzak Tzaf Meshloi Shalugin. Lugin, there's no way that you're for sure going to, once you let it flood 20 and a mashahu, you have certainly diminished a mashahu of the original shloisha lugim of maim shu that are no good. Once you remove from, you flood it, the equivalent amount of what was there originally, plus a mashahu of the three lugin. Right now you have there 320 saw and three lugin. All you need to do is to remove a mashahu of the three lugin. How can you be certain that you have removed a mashu of the three lugin? Is by completely replacing the 20 saw, now replacing, flooding the 20 saw, plus a mashahu of the three lugin. Because when you when the 20 saw plus a mashahu of the three lugin is certainly going to remove from this body of water a mashahu of the three lugin of non kosher water. So you said what it means. We don't need to go more. This is the most that we need to do. We don't need to be concerned more than this. Why don't we say we should demand that you should replace three lugin, 20 saw and three lugin? Why are we only demanding that you replenish it 20 saw and a mashahu? Why don't we demand that you replenish it 20 saw and three full lugin?
You mean to put in 40 saw?
Not 40 saw. Right now you have here, the example is, you have 20 saw plus 3 lugin. 20 saw of rainwater and 3 lugin of mayim shu'uvim. Right. Now we're saying a chiddush that you have to flood it. How much do you have to flood it? 20 saw and a mashu. 20 saw to flush the original 20 saw of mayim megashamim. And a mashu to flush out at least a mashahu of the gimel lugim of mayim shum that is possible. If we really want to be machmir, we should say that you should flush it out 20 saw and an additional 3 lugim.
Right.
And that way we can be certain that you're going to flush out at least a mashahu of the 3 lugim of mayim shu'uvim. Along comes the Tais Yadav. You don't have to go so far. You don't have to go add 2.99999 more lugin to flush out to be certain. Once you flush out 20 saw and a mashahu, you can be certain that your objective has been fulfilled. The objective is to diminish the 3 lugin of mayim psulim. You know, it's like with corona. What was the goal of lockdown? They said originally the MS, and then they changed the whole story. We don't care if you all die. Anyway, you're going to die. Anyway, everyone in this country is going to get it eventually. You're all going to get it. You're all going to die. Who cares? Don't overwhelm the system. The hospitals only have that amount of beds. We only have that number of people that can take care of, can bury grave diggers out there. Don't overwhelm the system. Flatten the curve. That was what they said when it first started. We can't do anything. The MS is, we have a deadly disease. There's a pandemic. 8 million of people in America are going to die. We just don't have enough graves for everyone, enough body bags for everyone. So don't overwhelm the system. Everyone has to die gradually. Gradually. No, that's what they really said. So everyone got hysterical. Okay, we're going to try to save you. We'll try to save you. Baloney. We'll try to save you. We'll give you the vaccine so you'll die on our terms. We'll kill you the way we want. We'll turn you into robots. One day there's someone with a computer there. It just flips a switch. Okay, this guy, press the button, gone. Everyone that got the vaccine, there's a serial number. They just press the button on the computer who they want to knock out. Problem is, I think 4 or 5 people got the same serial number because, collateral damage. That's why the people that were very machmir not to all take it from the same dose, because when they sit by the computer and press the button, they don't want to wipe more out in one shot, because everyone that had that dose goes, the computer doesn't able to know to divide between mechali. Originally, so over here, if the goal over here is not, we don't care about cleansing, removing the 3 lugim of mayim shuvim. Our goal is to diminish, is to reduce the volume of the 3 lugim. All we need to do to achieve that result is 3 saw and a mashahu. we don't need to do three saw and three lugim. Being that our primary objective is to reduce the three lugim of mayim shuvim, not to eliminate the three lugim of mayim shuvim, so therefore it's enough to be toile if we do 20 saw and a mashuhu. Because once we flooded by a mashu, then we could assume that a mashu of the mayim shuvim has been eliminated, which leaves us with less than three lugim. And once we're left with less than three lugim of mayim shuvim, we're good to go. That's what he's saying. All right, ikim mefarshim. What does it say here in ikim mefarshim? We go back now to back to Mishnah Gimel, page 36. 36 says over here is Haktama. Parachim Gimel v'dal m'mshichim l'lmoyin es dine mayim shuvim ha'poysim z'mekim mayim shuvim. Aleph, Haktama. What is the Haktama over here? Mishnah Seinu dono b'mgvoy sh'noflu l'soycha mayim shuvim v'nechluku o'ish nisarvu v'oifen ha'chshoras mikveh shenifsal b'nifilus mayim shuvim b'oifan hachshoras mikveh shenifsal uv'oifin hachshoras mikveh ikoshu mikveh shenifsal b'nifilus mayim shuvim כשאירים של מיקרו שם עליהם, של מיקרו עליהם שם סול, דקוידים שנצטרף, הוא חוי רואי להשלם כל מיקרו ומיקרו, עד, until Abraham saw. You have two mikvois, each one only gets 1.5, so there's no shem soul. Each one still has potential. Ula achar שנצטרפו, השלוש הלוגים, הרי נצטרפו גם כן, הוא Abraham saw, ואינם נפסולים, It's not nifsal. The su al yidei shloish shalugin mayim su harishin sarve gamkin arbaim nistar. I mean, this is some su al yidei shloish shalugin mayim shuvim. So he's telling you over here the Tiferes Yisrael. The Rav really told you. Rav really learns. Rav was quiet. Rav didn't say anything. The Rav didn't want to be machriya between the Mishnah Acharoina and the Tiferes Yisrael. Over here, he's giving you from the Tiferes Yisrael, and he's saying that there's no heter of hamshacha. There's no hamshacha. We're not going to be matir ayidei hamshacha. Why then is it going to be kosher? The reason why it's going to be kosher is because the same way the three lugim are coming together, 40 saw of good water is coming together. It's bevas achas. When the two mikvois join together, what's happening? You have 20 plus 20. So it's a kosher mikvah. Once you have 40 saw of a kosher mikvah, three lugim of mayim shuvim no longer have the potential to damage it. So, bevas achas, when you take away the barrier, 20 plus 20 come together to make a kosher mikvah, and at the same time, 1.5 and 1.5 of mayim shuvim come together to challenge, to destroy the mikvah. Sorry, buddy, you're too late. The 1.5... No, this is not that. That was the Mishnah Achroina. The Mishnah Achroina learned that the reason why the 1.5 and 1.5 they come together is not going to pass because 1.5 and 1.5 when they come together only through Hamshacha. And Hamshacha is going to be Mitaher, the 1.5 and the 1.5. According to the Tosfos Yom Tov, there's no such thing as doing Hamshacha in water. If you have bad water here, bad water there, and you're going to move it from place to place, you're going to push it around like the masked police. You're going to push people around. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. There's no din of Amshach going to Tais Yom Tov. It's not going to make a difference. What's the reason why it's going to work in this case? For another reason, because he learned that the case is going when the combination of the waters in the two mikvahs will achieve 40 saw. Once you have 40 saw, you have a kosher mikvah. Once there's a kosher mikvah, adding three lugim of mayim shuvim is not going to disqualify the mikvah. So you're good to go. Shalom al Yisrael. It's going to be good. So therefore, but why don't we say that when you take away the mechitza, the 1.5 came first. They met up. They disqualified the water. And then the 40 saw come together. He holds here that I guess it's the majority. He is not telling us why. It's happening b'vas achas. When you take away the mechitza, two things are happening b'vas achas according to the Tiferes Yisrael. Number one, 20 good is going to meet 20 good. When they meet, you now have 40 good. 40 good is immune, vaccinated. Vaccinated, it's immune to the poison, the toxicity of the three lugim of Mayim Shuvim. Question, who says that the 20 plus 20 that's good met first? Maybe the Pegisha of the 1.5 and the 1.5, they came first. And they met up, and now we have three. And now in this three, it attacks the less than 40 saw of Mayim, and both mikvahs, and then only momentarily later on do the 20 plus 20 try to come together. When you 20 plus 20 try to come together to achieve a kosher mikvah, we say to you, sorry guys, you're too late. The 1.5 and 1.5 already met before you. And when they met, they combined to achieve three. And when they had three, they contaminated you and contaminated you. So now when you have a pegisha, you'll never get married. Why don't we say that happened? Why don't we say the forces of evil have achieved victory in this situation? Why are we being so kind to say that the forces of good, the 20 that are good, the 20 that are good, they meet first, and then they become immune, vaccinated from the potential threat of the 1.5 and 1.5 coming together? Obviously, for whatever reason, it's like the League of Nations. The force of good always win. It's not the world.
Let me ask you, if you have this mechitz in the middle, 27, you have three lugin on one side, and then the mechitz goes.
For sure, no good. All the wood. That's the next case. That's the next case of the Mishnah. That's mamish. The next case of the Mishnah. The next case of the Mishnah is that we learned this, that we have three lugim on one side, the nifritza. Once you put three lugim in one, or that's nikra, that's a nikra shem psul. That's exactly the case of the Mishnah. That's page picture 50.
No, but that's when there was no mechitza. There was no mechitza in that case. I'm telling you, you have a mechitza. You have a mechitza.
Look at page 39 on the bottom. In the bottom picture, 39. Shnei mikvayis shahoysa b'nei mechitza v'nifritza kaidem shnifritza mechitza naflu gimel lugim l'mikvah rishayin nifla mikvah rishayin le'achas shnifritza mechitza nisga mikvah sheni. Okay, vayitim le'akim ufarshim v'nechlak v'nechlak l'shnayim pasul. Let's say you start out with two mikvahs and you put a mechitza down the middle. That was picture 50. Fukidas chachamim behemshech ha-mishnah she'ein lei mukshar ad she'yinotel mimenu miloyoi ve'oid. So once it has a shame soul, you're done. That's going to be like the chachamim. There's nothing you can possibly do to make it kosher. Until you do, you take out the equivalent u'chshenechlak l'shnayim. There's no shir miloy oy. You never did it. You never kashed the mikvah. You start out with one mikvah that's no good. One, you have less than 40 saw, and you have three lugim. It's no good. Everything is no good. Then you go and you take a machitz, you put it down in the center. What have you accomplished? It's nikra lav shem psul. According to the Chacham, the only way you can remove the stigma from that mikvah is flooding. How much do you have to flood? 3 saw plus, 20 saw plus the mashu. You don't have that. By putting a mechitz down the middle, all you're doing is you're dividing the 1.5 here, a little 1.5 there. That's not the way they matter. The only way they matter to kasher a mikvah that's less than 40 saw is through flooding. Fukadas Chacham, shbem shachamish, shayin mokshay al shayin tol men meloy ve'oid. Uchnechlak l'shnayim, ein b'zeh shir meloi, v'chein pasak ha-shulchan aruch, ki Rabbi Yosi, uch ha-chachamim, like Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Sheyeis, the next page, page number 40, Sheyeitzei, mimenu meloi ve'oid, tzorech lohovin, ma'tamo de-chacham, cho'akaymolon yesh bila. What's the lundis? This bila, the lach, the kulyalma. Vim Kane, Shapir Kamar Yeshua Shim Nechsar Kurta Khashra Lakhan Mishlash Lugim. The Harambam bechiburoi kasav she shloish lugim shuvim b'sul posim lemikva. Varehu kimosh kuloi shov. Oh, that's like the Mishnah Acharoina. Like the Mishnah Acharoina. It was the Osi Shafir Shach Shayetim Miloi Oi Shanasa Kimo Kulo Shav. So the Rambam over here says the Chum is Takashver. Why is it that the Chum said that you have to flooding? And the reason why the Chum said they have to flooding is because like this is the Mishnah Acharoina, this is the Mishnah Acharoina. The Mishnah Acharoina is that when three logim of water fall into a non kosher mikvah, it's mahapich. It's mahapich all of the megishamim into bad water. And once it's bad water, now you need to do. Once it's bad water, now you need to do flooding. Yeah. All right, let's look at the boxes.
I don't believe that, but
though
we pass like
Chacham,
not like a
Gishur,
right?
I don't know. Halacha, that's very halacha. I don't know anything about halacha. I don't know halacha. What do I know about halacha? I know nothing. I don't even know if I know the Aleph Beis. Aleph, Beis. What comes first, Beis or Vase?
Dot.
Does the dot come first or not the dot? Base, vase, or vase, base?
I think base with the dot.
Base comes first with the dot, and then comes without the dot. See, I don't even know that. How do you think I know halacha? I don't even know that. I don't even know the aleph is. Okay, let's look at the boxes.
With these letters, are created the world.
Let's look at the boxes. With which letters did they create George Floyd? Which letters of the Aleph is he created with? The Shin and the Tav.
is that what's the unit without here? I can tell you that I bet you if they did a toxicology test on him,
they did
find his body. Full of drugs.
They did. They said he died from drugs, not from choking. They said it's clear. He didn't die from the guys choking him. He died from drugs. It doesn't matter. They already gave the family how many millions of dollars? How many 30 they gave? That's not a bribe. That's not a statement. Before the trial began, they gave the family like $20 million, something like that. What does that tell the jurors? What does it tell him? This man is innocent. We wouldn't give the family so many millions of dollars. And they have their own war zone over there. Please don't go there. This whole trial is a farce.
Okay, Micah, let's do like the box 21.
Mikvah shavu sechem ma'im shuv v'nesam v'chalko shnei mikvah shavu chalecha mechem ein arba misod yav tu mikvah des number 47 nafu chalecha mechem loy gumechza ma'im shuv v'nesar v'v yesh v'shnei miyachat shir mikvah kasha left side Rabbi Yossi k'sher b'mnei shaloy nikra aleim shem psul shrei koydim shnesar v'choye b'cholecha rak loy gumechza shen nobis v'achash nesar v'v yesh v'am arba misod ma'im k'sherim v'ein ma'im shuv v'pais v'maisam fine. That's Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be a kosher mikvah. Why is it kosher mikvah? Because the two 1.5s do not combine. We have two reasons. He's not over here telling us the reason in the box. Either a Mishnah Acharoina, who's Mchadesh Hamshocha B'mayim. Today, go to the Avenue M and ask people, tell me, did you ever hear of the principle called Hamshocha B'mayim? Did you ever learn Mishnais, Mikvois, Perigimel, Mishnah Aleph? And understand what Shashtetah in the Mishnah Acharoina that there's a din of Hamshach B'mayim?
I got news here, fine. People are no longer walking on Avenue M because they couldn't get Shifaferis Hanod right. So Avenue M is a. Okay,
and then there's the Taisus Yomtis who says that the Pshat is because the Pegisha. The pegisha of the good has preceded the pegisha of the bad. It's like those cartoons. When I was a child, we used to watch in Chol HaMoed Pesach, Matzah and Cream Cheese. I remember watching Matzah and Cream, watching the League of Nations, where Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman, they team up with Aquaman. The Force of Good, the 40 Lugim, the 2020, the League, all the superheroes, they met up before Lex Luthor met Catwoman, the Joker. Weiter, Rabbi Yossi is pipe sulim ibneshe kvar nikra leim shem sul. Rabbi Yossi is no bottom of the right side. Nikva shem by abayim saw. V'nafal l'saych ha'shlosh l'lugim mayim shuvim v'nechlak v'shneim b'kvayis ha'rosi v'lim chalecha mayim k'shem l'shlosh nikva. It's possible, Koy Rabbi. Why? Because once you have a shem sul, you can't get rid of the stigma. Once you get labeled, you label a child, you label him as a failure. He's a failure. Nothing you can do will take away that stigma. Rabbi Yossi.
No matter how many skiing trips you take him on. No matter how many skiing trips the yeshiva takes you on.
Okay. Even if you buy him his own set of skis, they have a whole room there of mamish. I couldn't believe what I saw there. How many? You have like a commercial factory. In our Yitzhak, we don't just go on ski trips, we have membership. Part of the tuition. This is a special thing, and this amount of money, membership in these ski resorts. Why do you have to go to so many? Why do you have to get membership in here? You don't understand. They're not the same. If you want your child to succeed, he needs to be a member in both of these resorts. Well, you want to pay every trip? Membership as much, both resorts, yes. With a mechanchen, not you. Parents, you go back to your home. Trust the Choshe HaYeshiva. It's not a joke. This is not a joke. This is the reality. Weiter, Rabbi Yossi postum b'meshe kvar nikalim shem suvar v'ayinim chayzum nasim k'shem lachash nechlu. Rabbi Yeshua k'sus k'sherim, why? Because of Bila. Okay, next page. Page number 40. Another picture. Rabbi Yeshua, simple. Yitl mayim mi'amikva b'kamlus sheba'ofen yechasi. What's that word mean? Yechasi means certain. With certainty. Relative, lo yisha'er sham shloish lugim mayim shuvim. The yosef mayim k'shem l'shiyar abu amsa v'amikva kashal. If you live mikva shem erim shal shnaf l'sechav v'yuk shloish lugim mayim shuvim. The nifsal dai v'netzilas kartoiv 160 with a v'lug k'day l'hafkas shiyar mayim shuvim l'hachshus amikva. Okay, weiter. Racham say no. You have to flood. Flooding. Yitol mayim yamikva k'shiyar mayim shayit shamid l'sneh. You take mayim from the mikva. Mayim ha-mikva, kishir ha-mayim sh'ayu sham l'fnei nifilus ha-mayim ha-shuvim sham. Yitil oin ma'at mayim ba'ifim sh'yech shu ha-mayim ha-shuvim l'vachos m'shosh l'lugim. L'fi'ichach, mikva b'shir ha-eshem s'osh n'ofl sh'n n'ofl sh'n nifsal v'nifil sh'osh l'lugim b'diyuk. V'nismal ya'chakach m'mega shamim, yoytzi m'menu eshem sa v'kortoi, 20 sa and a little bit. Okay, so this is the sheet of the Chachamim. All right, Gvald, we did a whole Mishnah. No, they say that there's a Muhammad. If there's Muhammad in this Welt and learning Muhammad Shal Torah, it passes the Muhammad in the Welt. People have a lot of tsaris from floods, flooding in their house. By learning this Mishnah, we should be Zoicha, we yoitz of flooding. Should never flood, the basement should never flood anymore.
And it's not to be Hamshacha, and one plus one, 20 plus 20 should equal one kosher.
Yeah. All right. Gvaldik. I got to go now. Make some trouble. Thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day. We'll see. We'll talk tomorrow. We'll see. All right. Zeigesund. Be well. Thank you.